Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
He's all night, he's going great against us, going to set it right. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeouts for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And no! Not possible! Not possible!
We're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the city by the bay.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Taco Man Radio is in your face.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
For the next hour, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, and I hope to entertain you, inform you, and possibly maybe even infuriate you to an extent. Bottom line is we're going to have some fun for the next hour here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the planet. You can join us if you'd like. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7510. Or the guilt-free, no commitment text line. The number, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Well, guess what? We'll hear from, you know, Steph, my baby. Steph Curry, the best basketball player maybe of all time, except for LeBron James, the king anyway. We go back and forth 1 week. LeBron's king, the next week Steph's king. Bottom line is we're from Steph Curry in depth tonight at 40 minutes past hour. We'll also hear, of course, from Dominique Jimenez and Dom's Diner. But wait, I'm not done. Guess who's on vacation this week? Seth Meyers, the king of late night TV, not going to weigh in tonight, so we'll bring in Stephen Colbert to sub for Mr. Seth Meyers. Straight up, a good hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, this is the Taco Man Radio Show. The Taco Man Audio Magazine coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
A major data breach just exposed millions of Americans to a crime that could cost you your home. Here's retired FBI agent Art Fitzenmaier for Home Title Lock.
Title fraud is one of the fastest growing crimes, and in a moment, I'll tell you how to find out if you're already a victim. Home mortgage files are kept online now, and breaches like this could put you at risk of losing your home. If you have a home loan through a major bank, your mortgage and private data may have been stolen. Scammers forge documents stating you sold your home. Then they'll take out loans on your property and stick you with the payments. You won't know until late payment notices show up or you get evicted. And no bank, insurance, or identity theft programs protect you. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock protects you from title fraud. Now here's how to find out if you're a victim.
Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register for your title scan and report. $100 value free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
This is Sports Overnight America.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Welcome. Thank you, citizens. Welcome one and all in here, out there, all around the world to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. First of all, you know what that is, John?
Yes.
You know what that is?
What's that? What's that?
That's a Friday audience right there. That's a real deal. That's a real deal.
Yeah.
How are you? Happy Friday, everybody. On Friday, I like to take a step back and get some perspective, you know, because sometimes in the rush of our daily lives, you know, keeping up with what's going on in the world, sometimes we get so caught up with all the investigations into Donald Trump, we forget to take a moment to notice what a bad job he's doing. Because when you look at the Trump presidency, thank you. Because when you look at the Trump presidency, and please do it in a mirror like Medusa, he hasn't really accomplished much. Take his signature issue, racism. I'm sorry, I mispronounced that. I'm sorry, immigration. He promised to reduce illegal immigration, and yet in the last several months, unauthorized border crossings have spiked to the highest pace in 12 years. Of course, they're rushing in now. America's in its final season. Everyone wants to be a guest star. Trump tried. All the best. All the best. Trump tried to claim that the surge in border crossings is both a victory and a disaster, tweeting,
Wall Street Journal, more migrant families crossing into the U.S. illegally have been arrested in the first 5 months of the federal fiscal year than in any prior full year. We are doing a great job at the border, but this is a national emergency.
Okay, you're either doing a great job keeping people out, or border crossing is a national emergency. You can't have it both ways. Mr. Johnson, sit down. The tests came back, and they're all positive. Your tumor's doing great. Trump's also not doing well on his second biggest issue, China. Last year, he started a trade war with China, declaring,
I am a tariff man. Come, Mr. Tariff Man, tariff me banana. Daylight come and me one play golf. And
experts said the tariffs would explode the trade deficit, but Trump promised the tariff would actually bring down the trade deficit. Well, surprise. This week, the Commerce Department said that the nation's trade deficit is at a record high, in part due to punitive tariffs Trump imposed. This is what you get when you elect a guy whose central philosophy is that big numbers are good. Look at that huge deficit. Almost as impressive as my giant, beautiful cholesterol. And my heart pumps light, sweet crude. And it's not just trade. On Tuesday, the Treasury Department announced the budget deficit hit $310 billion, a 77% increase over the previous year. I can't wait for his next State of the Union. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask this scratch-off if it can help. Treasure chest. Treasure chest. Squid. Damn. Thanks, Obama. But Trump knows. Obama fans. But Trump knows nothing is as distracting as a good old-fashioned distraction. That's why he recently proposed a whole new holiday.
On the 4th of July, we are having in Washington, D.C., a great tribute to America. I hope you can all come. 4th of July, keep it open, the 4th of July. A salute to America.
Yes. We're all going to be saluting America on... Sorry, what was the date again?
4th of July, keep it open.
Right, 4th of July. Keep it open. Maybe take the day off. Get out of the house. Have a barbecue. Something.
I've decided Washington is going to have a party on the 4th of July. There will be big parades with floats using a new invention of mine, wheels.
But here's the thing. Washington, D.C. already hosts an annual concert and fireworks on the Mall, so the only thing that's different is now we have to listen to you give a speech. It's like that cousin who stands up before the Christmas dinner and goes, "Before we eat, I've written a short prayer." And lo, the Levite Amizah, son of Hilkiah, descendant of Ethan the Merarite. Someone wake up Grandma. She needs to hear this. Well, give me a second, sorry. Now. Fantastic. If Trump wants to announce a brand new pre-existing holiday, two can play that game. Tonight, I would like to officially announce a special event we're going to have right here in Times Square this December 31st. Keep it open, which I'm calling a salute to time. Yes. We're going to be celebrating.
I like that.
We're going to be celebrating time. Yeah. We're going to be celebrating time, maybe not in the day, maybe in the eve. We'll be doing it in the eve. I will be giving a speech. There will be a ball drop. We'll count up, no, down to midnight, and we will toast with something I'm calling cold bubble wine. And we'll all shout, "Happy time observance!"
Stephen Colbert on the Taco Man Audio Magazine. Next up, Dominic Jimenez. Dom's Diner in the House on the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
And now today's Bob Evans foodie lesson, the need to belong. We tend to associate certain foods with members of our family, social gatherings, and people taking care of us, Thanksgiving and other holidays with family. When we feel lonely, we crave comfort foods to give us both comfort and security. For example, a college student away from home for the first time may crave comfort foods as a reminder of family. Evidence showed that people with positive family relationships were more likely than others to reach for comforting foods on the days they felt lonely. And now a word from Bob Evans.
You're the family chef, but with homework, practices, email, getting a good meal on the table is tough. Sometimes the best choice is the easy choice. Delicious Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, made with ingredients like real milk, butter, potatoes, and cheese. Bob Evans sides are ready in the microwave in 6 minutes, and they're the perfect complement to any meal. Once your family tries them, it'll be love at first bite. Get Bob Evans sides today in the refrigerated section at your favorite grocery store.
Bob Evans.
Gets it to James. LeBron takes it to the rim and finishes with the left, and he's fouled. The legend of LeBron continues. He moves past his idol, MJ, for fourth on the all-time scoring list.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You buy nice drinks, mister, but you talk so much. Hey, Mac, two more over here.
What is good, everybody? Dominic Jimenez, the proprietor, the owner of Dom's Diner, found exclusively here on Johnny Taco Audio Magazine, part of Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. On Sports Byline and Sirius XM and all the other digital platforms that we stream on. Welcome to the diner. We're open for business. So let's not waste any more of your time. Let's start off, as we always do, with winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
My first winner, Cal women's basketball senior Christine Anigwe. Earlier this week, what did she do? She did something that hasn't been done in 17 years. In Cal's Pac-12 regular season finale against Washington State, Anigwe notched an astonishing 32 points and 30 rebounds to lead the Bears to a 80-58 win. That's right, folks. 32 and 30. She had a 30-30 game. You hardly hear about 30-30 games, period, let alone in college. So shout out to Christine Anigwe. She's the first Division I women's basketball player to post a 30-30 game since University of Massachusetts' Jennifer Butler did it back in 2002. And even more impressive than the fact that she dropped a 30-30, it was her 30th consecutive double-double, a Pac-12 record. She also tied the Pac-12 record for most rebounds in a single game and currently leads the nation at, wait for it, folks, 16 rebounds per game. She's pulling down 16 boards a game. She's a beast. and her double-double streak of 30 now ranks fourth all-time in Division I history. Somehow, not the longest streak in Division I history. She scored 11 more points than any other player on the floor and out-rebounded the entire Washington State Cougars team by herself, 30-22. 10 of those rebounds were offensive rebounds, so you can see why they won, and based on all of those numbers, the record setting that she's doing, you can see why Christina Nigue is a winner this week. Moving on, next winner, Norm Duke. Now I know, if you listened to Dom's Diner last week, you heard me praise the legend, the icon, the bowling just legend, Norm Duke last week. Because 2 weeks ago at the Jonesboro Open, he defeated Jason Belmonte, who is the number one bowler in the world right now. So, we gave him his props already, so why are we here? Oh, let me tell you. Because he won the tournament again! Norm Duke won again last week. Just 6 days ago, he defeats Anthony Simonson, one of the hottest young stars on the PBA Tour, Professional Bowling Association Tour. Norm Duke, he's got 40 career titles, just shy of his 55th birthday. And he's gone back-to-back wins on the Professional Bowling Tour. I don't care what it is, if it's lawn darts or hi-lie or badminton. If you're age 55 and you're taking on a guy in your respective sport that is more than half your age, Anthony Simonson's 22, Norm Duke 54, almost 55, 30 years your junior, and you beat him? I don't care what sport it is. You're a winner. You're a beast. Oh, and it's your second consecutive win on tour? Yeah, you're a winner, Norm Duke. Shout out to you. All right, and our next winner. Winners, I guess, but 10 players this season in the National Basketball Association, a.k.a. the NBA, 10 players this season have recorded a 50-point game, which we've got a few weeks left in this regular season. The 10 players with who have dropped 50-point performances, 50-point games, the 10 players ties the NBA single-season record. Take a quick look. James Harden has 6 of them, totals of 50, 57, 58, 54, 58, and 61. LaMarcus Aldridge had 56. Kemba Walker had 60. Steph and Kevin Durant had 51 each. Klay Thompson had 52. How about that? 3 Warriors on the list. LeBron had 51. Blake Griffin had a 50-point game. Damian Lillard most recently did it this week. He dropped 51. And Derrick Rose drops 50. So, at a time where the NBA is seemingly growing exponentially in popularity, it's astonishing how popular the game is getting. Mainstream media, we talked about it a few weeks here on the Diner. It was Super Bowl week and the NBA was dominating headlines, mainly because of Anthony Davis. So the NBA growing globally and is just becoming this brand recognition. It's not nowhere near the NFL. I'm not going to get there, but it's definitely rising. It was almost an afterthought. It was football, baseball, and then, yeah, basketball, hockey, soccer, whatever. But in terms of a global brand and a global sport, basketball and the NBA, they have marketable stars. You got Kevin Durant. You've got LeBron James. You've got Steph Curry. You've got young guys like Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak. You have marketable stars in the NBA, and popularity of sports are largely driven by how popular and marketable the stars are. And the NBA, out of all the sports, have the most marketable superstars in their league. So you got to give shout out to the NBA, the 10 players who have dropped 50 points on their way to setting a record. We'll see if they're able to do it. We just need one more player to drop 50 points, and So we'll see if that happens, because, like I said, 11 different players dropping 50 points. That would be something else, and you got to give them props for that. Next winner, LeBron James. That's right, LeBron James. He's done it. He's passed Michael Jordan for 4th all-time on the NBA scoring list, only behind the mailman Karl Malone, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Kobe Bryant. And you saw if you got a chance to watch it, it was very emotional. LeBron obviously knew going into it what he needed to do in order to get that, break the record. You could see it. It meant a lot to him. He was very emotional. Unfortunately for him, the Lakers ended up losing the game, and of course, it wouldn't be a Lakers loss without all a bunch of controversy and hubbubaloo. Oh, Rajon Rondo sat down in the middle of the seats, not on the bench, but he was off to the side of the bench, sitting next to 2 Chainz. It was a mess. But Rondo said it. Hey, you don't need to be talking about me. You're just looking for something to complain about. What you really need to be talking about is LeBron James breaking Michael Jordan's record. And he was absolutely right. Yes, we could talk a little bit about Rondo, but the media let it dominate the narrative. It became the story. It was Rondo sitting next to the bench instead of on the bench in essentially the first row of the crowd, courtside seats. And instead, we weren't talking about LeBron James and how great of an accomplishment it was that he passed Michael Jordan all-time scoring. And LeBron said it, you know, Michael Jordan was an icon, was a hero to him and his friends growing up. He's an icon and somebody that kids aspire to become, be like Mike, especially those who are growing up in rough neighborhoods or poverty or just don't have the opportunities that so many people have. So shout out to LeBron James. There's always drama with LeBron James, but whether you like him or not, there is no denying that LeBron James is a fantastic, amazing basketball player, one of the all-time greats. You may not like him, but you have to respect the fact that he is so damn good. As a Warrior fan, Kobe Bryant used to torment my Golden State Warriors for years, pretty much Kobe's entire career until the very end when the Warriors were good and the Lakers weren't. But I respected Kobe's game. He was awesome. I didn't like him because he kicked my team's butt all the time. But I recognized how special of a talent Kobe Bryant was. And you had to admire that guy is really good. You can't take away from these greats like that. So shout out to LeBron James passes Michael Jordan for fourth on the all-time scoring list. Now, you can't have winners without losers. You can't have mashed potatoes without gravy. They're just things that go together. So, I only have one loser this week, and it's a loser from last week.
Le who? The her.
Yeah, they're back on the list again, and that is none other than Real Madrid. Sadly, it hurts me to say it, but my soccer team, Real Madrid, they lose again. At home, again. They've lost again. After back-to-back defeats, so in the span of 7 days, Real Madrid lost at home 3 different times in a row consecutively. They played 3 games in 7 days and lost all 3 games. 2 were Clásicos to Barcelona. The third may have hurt the most. It was the round of 16, second match. They play a home-and-home series, so they play on the road and they play it at home once you get to the knockout rounds. They had a 2-1 lead against Ajax from the Netherlands after beating Ajax on the road. So Real Madrid had a 2-1 lead going home. And if you don't know if the total goals are what decide who goes on. So Real Madrid could have won 1-0 in Ajax and had a 0-0 draw at home. They would have advanced because they had a 1-goal lead. If the goals totals are tied, say they finished 2-2, road goals is the determining tiebreaker. And Real Madrid managed to pick up 2 road goals in the first leg of the matchup. So coming home, 2-1 lead, 2 road goal tiebreaker, Real Madrid's got to be feeling really good. That is until Ajax put an absolute thumping on Real Madrid and won 5-3 on aggregate. Ajax scored 4 goals. They won 4-1 at the Santiago Bernabeu. Real Madrid losing big at home again. First time they've been out of contention for the UEFA Champions League in 1,392 days. Since the 2014-2015 semifinals when they lost 3-2 aggregate to Juventus, Real Madrid have been champions of the Champions League. So, yeah, they've been on an amazing roll, but they lost at home multiple times, and for that, they are losers this week. Moving on to say what?
Say what?
The world's number one bridge player suspended, that's Geir Helgemo, was suspended after failing a drug test. He tested positive for testosterone. He's been stripped of all titles from the 2018 World Bridge Series. The world number one player, that's right, Geir Helgemo from Norway, he represents Monaco in bridge events, tested positive for synthetic testosterone and the female fertility drug clomiphene at a World Bridge Series event in Orlando back in September, and it just came out that he tested positive, was stripped of all titles from last year, and has been suspended indefinitely for breaching anti-doping rules. He was suspended by the World Bridge Federation until November 20th of this year. So he's got a 9-month suspension, 8-month suspension to go. How about that? A bridge player suspended for performance-enhancing drugs. If that's not say what, I don't know what is. One more say what. Philly's team store, they've run out of the letter R for men's large jerseys. Now, I know you might be a little confused. What are you talking about, Dom? Bryce Harper has the number one selling jersey in the first 48 hours of a player joining a new team. And I think because of that, Phillies fans obviously rushing to get their Harper jerseys. There are two R's in Harper, and apparently the Phillies team store didn't have enough R's to fill out the name Harper on jerseys and suspended jersey sales until further notice when they can restock the letter R. How about that? It hurts me because I wanted Bryce Harper to be a San Francisco Giant, but he's a Philly, and I got to accept it. And apparently, Philly fans are excited to have Bryce Harper along because they bought so many jerseys, the team store ran out of the letter R. How about that? That's going to wrap things up for me at the diner. Dominic Jimenez, I tip my cap, I close the door, I lock it. Thank you for joining me here at the diner on the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, streaming Sports Byline USA, Sirius XM. Stay with us, though, because coming up after the break, the two-time... the only unanimous MVP, Steph Curry, on the show. I'm Dominic Jimenez. You are tuned in to the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
Dominic Jimenez, the one, the only Dom's Diner on the Taco Man Audio Magazine. Next up, we'll hear from Steph Curry. Steph Curry in depth via ESPN. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
The decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex, where sold head to head. So you'll be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Also available in heavy-duty black bags.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know. Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before spring and summer, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects. And how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job, whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel. Just tell them what you need, and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read the reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it so easy. Don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits. So to find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app, homeadvisor.com.
Have you heard about podcasting?
with podcasts, your favorite radio shows like Sports Overnight America and the Video Game Review are delivered directly to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want. And it's easy, too. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to the show you want. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
You know Steph Curry's a special guy, but from this piece here, you'll really see what a special guy is on and off the court.
There are reasons why so many kids wear Steph Curry jerseys to school 3 days a week. For one thing, his skill set, shooting and dribbling, is attainable, at least in theory. You don't have to be tall to be like Steph. On top of that, he just comes off as a nice dude. Like the time a 9-year-old girl wrote him a letter wondering why his sneaker line only came in boys' sizes. What did he do? Chris Conley has the answer.
You have to really make sure you have control of the ball. You gotta look for somebody open if you have, and not stop your dribble, although I stopped my dribble.
She's competitive. She's very, very competitive. I'm trying to dictate the way the game goes, and she has her own ideas of how it goes, but she's a good point guard.
While playing point guard for her girls' CYO team, 9-year-old Riley Morrison from Napa, California, models her game after her favorite NBA player.
Steph Curry. He's a really good ball handler, and I hope to be as good as him when I'm older.
Is there a man in the house? Oh, he just got crossed over.
When it came time to get basketball shoes, Riley knew what she wanted.
The ultimate upgrade.
As she and her dad checked the Under Armour website, the Curry 5s were listed in the boys' section, but not in the girls'.
They weren't on the girls', and that made me disappointed. Boys aren't any better than girls. There's no difference.
She looked at me, she goes, Dad, that's not fair. I said, hey, why don't you write a letter to him?
So Riley sat at this dining room table.
Dear Stephen Curry, I'm 9 years old from Napa, California. I'm a big fan of yours.
And after figuring out some bullet points, she batted out a handwritten letter to Steph Curry.
It really just came from her heart, and she didn't want it to, she was never angry about anything. And she even said, she's like, I just think he doesn't know.
Did you think you had any special connection with Steph because of your name?
Well, in the letter I did write, my name's Riley, just like your daughter.
Riley's dad posted the letter on social media. It went viral. Then, on the morning of Thursday, November 29th.
I woke up, opened my phone, and opened Twitter, and I'm reading this letter, and it says, Riley. And it took me a few minutes, and I realized this is a letter from Stephen Curry to my daughter about shoes.
He said he was sorry that they had listed the shoes as boys and that he was fixing the problem and that he would send me a pair of Curry 5. I was shocked. I didn't know what to say.
She just kept saying, he wrote back, Dad, Dad, he wrote back.
Are these over mine? Please?
Yeah.
I think she got 6 large boxes of gear from him and multiple pairs of shoes.
This is amazing. And then on Christmas, there were 2 boxes that were from Steph Curry with the Curry 6s in them.
2 Riley from Steph Curry. It's the Curry 6. Oh my gosh.
That was unbelievable for me. I would never imagine that this would happen.
Still, there was even more ahead for Riley.
This was inspired by a fan letter that you got.
There's a girl named Riley Morrison who lives in the Bay Area. Obviously, boys and girls are inspired by what we get to do on the floor. As a part of International Women's Day, we had Riley Morrison design the sock liner in the shoe.
It was 2 basketball players and encouraging words around it. Be fearless, courageous, girls hoop too.
Rock the Curries, ruin the game. she knew it was all kind of about her using her voice. And I couldn't fathom what it would be like as a girl to always have to buy something in the boy section. And I just accept it as a norm. But now hopefully that's changed.
What do you think you've learned from everything that's happened?
That just by simply writing a letter, you can change the world. And you don't have to be rude. You can be kind and respectful, and it'll change it.
And Thursday, Steph surprised Riley at the reveal and pop-up store for the Icon Curry 6 United We Win colorway shoe. She helped design. Sales of that edition are going to go toward a scholarship fund that the Stephen and Aisha Curry Family Foundation and Under Armour have created to honor her courageous spirit. And he will be wearing a pair tonight. He will also honor Riley near the end of halftime of the game against the Nuggets. That was awesome. All right, so if you've been around kids, you've been to camps, you see the effect that Steph Curry has had on the youth of America. So, Jalen, other guys in the league, like, how do they view a guy like Steph Curry, as popular as he is, and what he's been able to do?
First and foremost, you gain respect from the players by being able to perform, and he's obviously done that. And I'm always impressed by NBA players and celebrities, for that matter, who juggle so many things. Being a celebrity, trying to be good at their craft. And I've said this about LeBron and CP3, too. For Steph Curry, for public consumption, we get a chance to see him be a son, a husband, a dad, and a brother. Okay, so for him to be able to juggle all of that and still play at an MVP championship level is really impressive.
Yeah, it is. I'm not surprised at all by the story. I mean, Steph Curry is just one of the most humble guys I've ever met. I mean, one of my best experiences in the NBA was playing in the World Championships in 2010. Steph was on the team. He wasn't this Steph, but obviously he was already a great player. He was on the team. But he's the same guy. I mean, and I got a chance to spend a lot of time with him, and he's a super-duper star now, but doesn't have that kind of ego, right? And and the reason why they're so great is because he empowers everybody to just be who they are, and it's all fueled by Steph Curry.
You know, when I sit here and I watch him do interviews, I believe him, you know, and that's
big.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys you see do certain interviews. It's like, you know, he's just saying that for the camera, mm-hmm. you know, just what the people want to hear. When he speaks, I believe him. To his teammates, he seems likable, dependable. And, you know, when the Warriors go through their things, their spats, I feel like he's the guy. You know, he's the mediator. And I think that's how everybody off the court and on the court view him.
I don't know who wants to go first on this, but when was it that you realized the influence you had as an NBA star? What happened?
As an NBA star?
Yeah.
I think probably very early on. I mean, you know, probably my rookie year for me.
When was your first autograph? Or when did you give your first autograph?
I was like 14 years old.
What?
Yeah.
Damn, who's asking you for that?
Dang, you was that good, Charles?
Yeah, I was that nice.
Paul. I've never heard of you until you were 17.
Well, you took some of these buckets too, but don't worry about it. You know, all I'll say is about Paul.
That's wrong.
You know, he was at Kansas. I was at Colorado. They played a box and one against me every time. But guess what? They put the whole box on me, not the one guy. They put the whole box on me.
All-Americans, high school All-Americans.
That's all right.
High school All-Americans didn't go to Colorado. You did.
Yeah, I was about to say, one of us did.
You did.
One of us did. But anyway.
Anywho.
I signed my first autograph, and it was a humbling, humbling experience. I was 14 years old.
Wow.
And what was so humbling about it really was, like, the people that asked for it were, like, 18, 19.
What?
And so at that point, you know, I was, like, blown away, you know, because I'm used to, I'm going to the Nuggets games asking for autographs.
Right.
Now I'm giving one I'm a freshman in high school. So at that point, I knew, like, I got to, you know, be a little different when I'm out in the public, you know.
I think mine was when I realized my influence had to be after my rookie year, you know, being a kid from Inglewood. When I went back to my old high school and I started throwing basketball camps, and that's when you started seeing the kids come up to you, ask for autographs or pictures, you know, kids that was from my neighborhood. And they were like, you know, he made it, you know, so maybe I can be that kid that can make it next. And that's when I realized, you know, the influence I had, you know, as an NBA player in my community.
But you haven't changed how you act in public. We'll get to that.
What community? Is he talking about the Boston community he's from? Or
he's born in Inglewood.
Oakland.
Inglewood.
I started to learn the influence I had. I went to a basketball powerhouse, Detroit Southwestern, led by Perry Watson. So if you got a chance to participate on that team, and we won city championships, PSL, state championships, that made you a star. We were the number one team in the country my junior year.
Too.
We were undefeated. Voshawn Leonard and Howard Eisley were my teammates. And then I got a chance to go to the University of Michigan and be a part of the Fab Five. And so that level of influence that we had, it was outstanding. And the most humbling thing that has ever happened for me, and this happens all of the time, I say this respectfully, people come to me all of the time and tell me they named their son or daughter after me and or know someone that did. And for those that don't know, my mother made that name up. My biological father's name is James. My uncle Leonard took her to the hospital to give birth. So that's where the name came from.
I love that story.
That's a good story.
It's a good story. International Women's Day and the Lakers, Coach Luke Walton clarified yesterday's reporting that LeBron James and the club have agreed to monitor his playing time more closely for the rest of the year. It's also been reported that his participation in back ends of back-to-backs will depend on how he feels. Paul, what do you think about this decision?
Well, I've been saying this. I was saying shut him down, and this is a form of shutting LeBron down.
No, shut down.
Yeah, well, shutting him down is not playing your usual minutes.
Sir.
Not being in the rotation
shut
like
down
you
is
usually
not
are.
Play.
Not playing in back-to-backs. This is,
is Anthony
LeBron
Davis shut down?
You see what he's doing right
down.
Now?
Is Anthony Davis shut down?
When you play 40-something minutes
no.
and you play four quarters and you start not doing that anymore, you're pretty much shut down.
J.R. Smith
well,
is
Kawhi
shut
Leonard
down.
Takes
exactly.
Pretty
much.
He's not shut down.
I mean,
they
it's
shut
the same
Carmelo
thing.
Down.
They limit his minutes.
They shut J.R. down. They didn't,
so when you don't play LeBron these type of minutes, you're conceding. You know, why are they wasting the gas that's left in LeBron's
tank? Did
they
ever shut you down in Boston?
Yeah. Yeah, why do you think we got KG the next year?
Did you ever shut down?
Yeah.
Did you ever shut down?
No, and he didn't either.
Exactly. Me either.
And he didn't either.
Me either.
Let me shut down. For the better cause.
The what? Who?
The gooder, better
the gooder
cause.
Gooder and better.
and
America.
For these two finals MVPs and champions, and all of us have played against the Lakers in the finals, the one thing their fans don't want to hear is words like shut down, like concede. And monitor his minutes. Because you know what the kind of basketball they've watched? 16 titles, 15 retired jerseys, 13 Hall of Famers as primary Lakers, and it's six statues outside.
None of that is happening this year.
Six statues right outside.
No retired jerseys, no titles, none of that
this year.
He could
be the only MVP that they've had since Elgin Baylor to not win a championship.
51 on the Thunder defense, but with the stakes amped up by this playoff race, things got a little chippy. This one was good. This one was fun. Headbutts everywhere. There it is. So Houston right now, I'm going to give you a hockey term. One game in hand. One game in hand on the Blazers and Thunder, which they'll play right here against Philly. Third through fifth, up for grabs. Sixth through eighth, same. We have arrived at the home stretch officially. Every single one of these games is now critical, Jalen, of the teams. I'm going to give you Portland, Houston, OKC. Which one can least afford to be a road team come first round?
Portland. They're remarkably different when they play at home versus when they play on the road. When they're playing at home, they have a level of confidence. Their backcourt is more efficient. Nurkic seems to be more productive. He's giving them quality minutes, but usually bears down to your role players like Aminu and Harkless. They just added Enes Kanter. So I think the Portland Trailblazers, the team, they got bounced out of the playoffs and swept by a sixth seed last year when they were a number three, needs home court advantage the most.
Paul, can you give me an order on Blazers, Rockets, and Thunder when we get to the end? Who finishes where?
Well, I think it's set. I see the Thunder ending third. I don't think they'll catch Denver. Denver is playing well. They have a chance to get the number one seed. Rockets fourth, Blazers fifth, in that order.
You don't see any movement there.
I don't see any more movement. I don't think Rockets catch Thunder. I think the Thunder, you know, that win last night they had was a great win. And their defense and the way Paul George and Westbrook is playing, I really think they should be number two. They won't catch number two, but they're playing like a number two seed right now.
Yeah, and they have a tough schedule the rest of the way. I mean, my guess, I think Houston maybe jumps OKC. I just
close.
But that's neither here nor there. But I tell you what, if you're the Warriors right now, just kind of sitting back. But they want to get that number one seed.
They do.
I do.
Because there's
believe
a lot of discussion
about
that.
I do believe that, Bees, because Denver is going to be a very, very tough out for everybody, especially if they get home court. And I mean everybody, including the Warriors. That'll be a tough out.
So if you are the Warriors, let's stay in that mindset. Who do you least want to face as far as first rounds?
Doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
Doesn't matter. I mean, if I'm the Warriors, I'm looking at this thing and I'm saying, finally, the playoffs are here. And we just want to be healthy. We want all our guys healthy. We'll work on the depth and all the things that we sometimes talk about. Who cares? Let us be healthy. and in one space and one mind, and we're good.
And they got everyone back tonight. Klay is back. Do you think, because there's, I feel like this year more than ever, there's been more buzzing about, oh, is this Warriors team actually vulnerable? Do they hear all that? And do you think, I mean, I'm imagining we're going to see some of that tonight as far as they don't want to hear it anymore.
They hear it, but on a nightly basis, sometimes they see it play out on the floor, in particular on the defensive end, when they're not able to get the stops that they were able to get in the past when they actually were a better defensive team collectively. But like Mr. Big Shot said, they can't wait till the playoffs start.
Jalen Rose and Paul Pierce on the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
There he is, Steph Curry.
Miles got a good keeping by the position.
Good defense by Turner, tipped out. And then Curry got it and fires a three in the corner.
Man, they make it hard. That's why you don't want to turn it over.
That's a miss by Young. And now Curry and company running. Tina, a year ago here in Indianapolis, Wood was mentioning he had 60 against the Pacers, and Curry's wide open. It's like a free throw.
Take the last shot for the Pacers in the half.
Curry,
this is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
Yeah. Wrapping up another edition of the Taco Man Audio Magazine. Of course, another show in the rearview mirror, per se, coming to you live from the, man, ground zero when it comes to sports, baby. The Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Don't forget, the Taco Man schedule, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time Sunday mornings. And wait, I'm not done. I host No Holds Bar, which is 5 p.m. Pacific time each and every Sunday. And of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, which airs Saturday and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific and right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast. And well, I want to thank Dominic Jimenez. I want to thank Steph Curry, man. Steph Curry's such a wonderful dude. I mean, in and out. He's just so genuine. He's straight up a great guy, no doubt about it. I want to thank Steph Curry for just being Steph Curry. And wait, not done. Mr. Colbert, yeah, you substituted for Mr. Seth Meyers tonight, but thank goodness Seth will be back next week. Bottom line is, we thank you, Stephen Colbert. Until next time, don't forget, you're tuned to the Taco Man Audio Magazine in an exclusive production of Sports Byline.